When people describe a musician as a throwback artist, they're usually hearing sounds and influences from 2 to 4 decades ago. To trace where Whitney Moore is coming from with her new music, you have to wind the calendar back nearly a century.
You get to the 50s and late 40s and 60s, you know, and jazz becomes a thing for the elites. But in the 20s through the 40s, it was still the music of the people, and it served this really sweet purpose to, you know, transmute their suffering or to cheer them up.
Moore's new band is Queen Bee and the Honey Lovers, and their debut album is simply titled Asheville. The music comes from personal and social nostalgia for Moore, a fourth-generation native of Asheville.
For me, it just really makes me feel rooted where I am and keeps the events of modern day in perspective, you know, remembering what we're standing on and what our ancestors went through and overcame. And while there is a lot of work that needs to be done, we have a lot to be grateful for. And they worked hard to give us the world that we have.
Moore grew up in a musical family. Her father still sings and plays drums, and they were supportive when she moved to Spain in her early 20s and later to Mexico, grounding her in Spanish, Latin, and flamenco music.
There's something very soothing and cathartic to me about the bittersweetness and willingness to embrace the darkness that you find in Latin music and flamenco music. I'm a very cheerful person in general in life, and so it was nice in my artistic persona to go a little deeper and darker.
Over the years, Moore has suffered 5 bouts of typhoid. The most recent bout robbed her of her singing voice for a year. That episode and the tug of family brought Moore back to Asheville 8 years ago.
I was kind of just at this restart button, you know, in my career. And I found the nostalgia so appealing. I found solace in the innocence of early jazz.
Moore wrote stories as songs, narratives drawn from Appalachian folklore and personal history. The Legend of Zelda Fitzgerald is a song mirroring Moore's own marriage and the postpartum depression she experienced after the birth of her son. Logan and Moore is about her grandfather's tailor shop on Pack Square. Beecham's Curve recalls her grandfather's experiences riding the trolley. And Helen's Bridge is drawn from a legendary Asheville ghost story. Moore is deliberate about singing in a style reminiscent of the era, borrowing qualities she found in the voices of Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Blossom Dearie, even Erykah Badu.
They very intentionally created my own kind of stylized character, if you will. There's kind of a flattening in the back of the tongue, right, to give it that kind of early jazz sound. And we toyed a lot with the idea on the album of, like, how much reverb to use, what would have sounded, you know, the most period. I feel like if I'm going to write nostalgic music, then I need to acknowledge, you know, the good old days weren't good for everybody. I found it soothing to be reminded what our ancestors suffered through and persevered over. It is easy to get on social media and read and believe that things have never been worse. And I don't think our ancestors would agree with that, you know? I think our ancestors suffered some pretty terrible things, and here we are.
Queen Bee and the Honey Lovers celebrate their new album, Asheville, with a performance April 27th at Isis Music Hall in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.